It's 4:21 on a great day for talk radio. Otherwise, you know, this tragedy that befell the youngster out there in Etobicoke earlier today. As I say, keep you posted on any latest word or development as far as that's concerned. Coming our way shortly, Peter Kent's going to join us from the Conservative ranks in the House of Commons. The Liberals taking some heat on their tax change proposals, and the plot has thickened, needless to say. It'll also surface with our panel after 5:18 and topics worthy of discussion. Now, as far as political operatives are concerned, Warren Kinsella certainly is one, but this may be the toughest sledding of his entire career. He's a spokesperson for the Remove Woodbine Avenue Bike Lanes petition, and he's joined us on the line this afternoon to explain what the grievance is all about. Warren, good to have you on the Oakley Show. Good afternoon.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me on.
All right. So this idea of the Woodbine bike lanes, it's a recent development. Those lanes, I guess, are not even fully completed yet, are they?
No, they're not. It kind of looks like a maze right now. There doesn't seem to be any rhyme or reason to it. And so that's one of the many complaints that's been made about these bike lanes.
All right. So how do you find yourself embroiled in this, actually sponsoring a petition or being a spokesperson for this petition?
Well, I'm a signatory to it, that's for sure. I live in the neighborhood. My wife and I, and as a matter of fact, a lot of our kids are in and around the same area. We're on an east-west street, John. So what's happened is, like, Woodbine at rush hour has always been, you know, quite a bit of congestion, a lot of traffic, stuff like that. But now that it's basically been reduced to one lane in either direction, those motorists are saying to hell with this, and they're going on side streets. And that's just sending the traffic elsewhere. And the concern, obviously, is you have, you know, a kid might get hit and hurt or worse. And, you know, it's really created quite a mess of the neighborhood.
All right. So public safety is the priority here, or the principal concern for you and others in the neighborhood. Now, how many other people have expressed tell us when this petition got started, how many signatures at this point?
Well, it only got started a few days ago, and it blew me away. And as you know, I've been involved in politics for a long time. And getting people involved in political issues is no easy thing. Mm. You know, they've got lots of other things going on in their lives. Like, John, this petition that was on the internet attracted in excess of 2,500 signatures in a matter of just a couple days. And I can't remember the last time I saw something like that. People are really ticked off about these Woodbine bike lanes for all kinds of different reasons. And I think City Hall needs to pay attention to that.
Well, that's the question. I'm kind of curious because Mary Margaret McMahon, who is the local councillor, has suggested that she flooded the neighborhood with all kinds of flyers and missives notifying that this was something that was pending. And she said about 40,000 strong. Does that sound like it was a legitimate due diligence process on her part?
Well, she must have done it on invisible ink, because my neighbors and I, none of us remember seeing it or hearing about it. So the, you know, the consultation has not been good. And there's all kinds of other problems, not just the traffic going on the side streets. You know, you can imagine, John, like when you got a single lane, right? So when those garbage trucks come up the street to pick up recycle or garbage or what have you, like traffic stops on Woodbine. And we're talking about a section of Woodbine that's effectively an extension of a highway, Highway 2. So, like, you know, in elderly people, they can't get to, you know, where they're going. As a consequence, there's this line of cars. And then the other thing is, you know, I'm not a scientist and I'm not a, you know, a traffic expert. But, I mean, you seem to see about one bike every hour. So they've created this kind of mess for people who aren't really using the bike lanes at all.
Well, which begs the question then, I mean, it's supposedly a pilot project, but how could this have been implemented if there's really no good case to be made for usage?
I think we've got a counselor, Mary Margaret McMahon, who is kind of an ideologue about, you know, bike lanes. And she has said those of us who have been critical of this, and it's not just, you know, guys like me, it's single moms with kids who can't get around. There are people just trying to get to their small business back and forth. She said, well, they're not listening and they weren't paying attention and they had a chance and it's too late. And that, you know, that's the approach and that's the tone of a politician isn't running again, because she's not running again. So our view is she doesn't really give a damn what any of us think.
Get any blowback from the cycling activists or the lobby?
Oh, for sure. You know, and, you know, I've been hearing from lots of people who wear Birkenstocks and socks and, you know, they're, but they, you know, I say to them the same thing. I said, okay, well, do you live in our neighborhood? Well, no. I said, well, come on down and see, you know, my street's turned into a speedway and I'm worried about a kid getting hit. And John, I want to say, like, I got a bike too. So does my wife. Like, I'm not against bikes, and bike lanes, I think, are okay because they do save lives. But you can't just slap them willy-nilly on every single street in Toronto because, you know, for good or for bad, we still have lots of people who have cars.
Well, that's an interesting question then. Can't slap it willy-nilly. Do you think there ought to be some kind of a municipal plebiscite, a community plebiscite, when these kinds of alterations are made?
Well, there, you know, it has happened in the past, like the Jarvis bike lanes, you remember that. Mm. And that became, you know, like one of the great civil wars of Toronto politics. But they were removed because it was found when the politicians finally paid attention that it was just not a good place to put it. And it was placing the cyclists at risk, and it was creating all kinds of hassle. So I guess my message would be, and a lot of my neighbors is, yeah, bike lanes, yeah, but not everywhere, and certainly not on Woodbine in the way that they've done it.
All right, so that would be the hope for outcome. How many names do you think you need to garner out a petition to get Mary's attention or those who are making these decisions at City Council?
Always hard to say with something like that, but it's attracted attention. Like, there's a lot of people like you in the news media who are paying attention to this now because it's turned into a real citizens' revolt. And it's not, you know, just crazed people driving Hummers and, you know, who don't give a damn about bikes or their community. It's a lot of people saying this is a big, big mistake. It's attracting the attention of the news media. Hopefully the mayor and some city council pays attention too.
All right. So you could certainly belie the idea that this is NIMBYism writ large or it's growing pains or anything like that.
No, I know that gets said a lot about NIMBYism, but we do have bike lanes in the beach and the upper beach and the neighborhood that I'm talking about. And it's just like, you know, Mary Margaret and council, like, for sure, you know, do it, but do it with proper study and just come on down to Woodbine, take a look. You know, you see one cyclist an hour and you see traffic just sitting there and people getting fed up and going on side streets. That's what's happening right now in the beach, and it's not a good thing.
I wonder what the cost of all of this is to implement this along Woodbine.
Well, it's not cheap. If you drive down, and as I did last night, and I only did it last night because going through there in the daytime, it's like trying to get over the Berlin Wall or something. Like, they've got dividers, they've changed all the traffic flow, the signage is all different. It couldn't have been cheap. I don't know what the cost is, and it probably would be pretty hard to find out for a guy like me, but like it was not a cheap proposition for these so-called trial bike lanes.
Which could make it difficult to rescind whatever it is that they've already put in place, but good luck to you. I understand your pain. We've talked about it a few times already. It's early on, but maybe you will get the attention of the local councillor, and you know, the locals will get satisfaction. So keep that petition going, and we'll keep on top of the story. Appreciate your time, Warren.
Thanks, Sean.
You got a Warren Kinsella. There he is. He's the spokesperson for Remove the Woodbine Avenue Bike Lanes Petition. So you can Google that if you're so inclined. I know people are caught in that traffic right now. It's got to be hellacious. I mean, that's just, even at the best of times, Woodbine was one of those thoroughfares to get up to the 401, and it wasn't pleasant. But now when they've reduced a lane on either side to accommodate cyclists who aren't really there in any justifiable numbers. But look, I did ask him about a municipal plebiscite. When a community is going to have certain alterations made, could be speed bumps, could be traffic calming zones, do you think these people at City Hall should actually wait to hear from the community how they feel about things? Or is it enough to say, well, we've got a councillor who represents our interests? In this case, it seems like there's a disconnect with the council. I'll call her 3M because Mary Margaret McMahon is a mouthful. let's take some calls in this. I'm curious to see how you feel about it. If communities ought to be consulted more thoroughly when it comes to these kinds of stories that seem to have great impact, but people are left to wonder what the hell happened. 870-6400, and then we'll get to Peter Kent. 870-6400, star 640 on cell.